家庭成员之间相互送礼物。
So, you're giving gifts among the family members.
朋友之间、同事之间交换礼物。
And also exchange gifts with your friends, with your colleagues.
我想每年圣诞节的时候，很多人，特别是小朋友，都会得到很多礼物。
I believe that many people, the little kids will receive many gifts during Christmas.
在圣诞节的早上都很期待打开那些礼物。
So they're looking forward to the time of opening the gifts on the eve of Christmas.
刚打开礼物的时候有什么样的心情？
So what do you how do you feel when you just open the gifts?
非常兴奋，对不对？
You would be very excited.
但是兴奋的心情很快就消失了。
However, the excitation would dissipate very quickly.
结果呢，就是有些人呢把礼物就放在一边，从此再没有动过。
So some people would put the gifts aside and would never touch it again.
那有人是觉得那个礼物对自己没有什么用处，就给了别人。
And some people would re-give the gift to somebody else because he has no use of the gifts.
也有的人呢，到了圣诞节过后。去到商店退礼物
，and even some of you would return the gifts back to the store，
就等于把礼物弃绝了。
Or in other words, you reject the gifts。
我不知道你自己有没有做过这样的事情。
I don't know you have done this or not。
那我们知道圣诞节是庆祝耶稣基督诞生的日子。
And we all know that Christmas is the time to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
那刚才我们唱了好几首诗歌，都是来庆祝啊，纪念耶稣基督的诞生。
We just sang a few songs to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是这个世界呢，已经把这个圣诞节呢，当成什么，变成一个商业化的。
However, this world has commercialized the Christmas.
那人借着这个时间呢，来做生意，来交换礼物。
So people use this time to exchange gifts and to do business.
那圣经告诉我们，神把他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们啊，每个人做礼物。
We know that is a God has given His only begotten Son to us as His gift.
这个礼物赐给世人啊，他是什么？叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the gift is given to everybody who ever received the gift shall not perish but have eternal life.
那神的心意是让每一个人都能接受这个礼物。
It's God's will that everybody receive the gift.
但是很多人不愿意，或者是啊不想接受。
However, many people do not want to receive the gift or even reject the gift.
他们听了以后呢，就把它搁在一边。
Now, once they heard the gospel, they would put aside.
那在耶稣在世的时候啊，特别是啊，他的家乡的人就不愿意接受他，拒绝他。
Now, when Jesus was on earth, the people of his hometown rejected him.
那今天我们看一下是什么原因，这些人呢不愿意接受耶稣这个宝贵的礼物。那么弃绝这个礼物以后。带来什么样的结果？
Now let's look at the Bible to see why they rejected Jesus and what happened to them after they rejected Jesus.
我们看一段经文在马太福音十三章五十三到五十八节。
Now let's look at a Bible verse of the Matthew chapter 13 verse 53 to 58.
那我们先读一遍读一下今天经文，我来读中文，一会儿请刘雷弟兄读一下英文。
Now we will first read in Chinese and then read in English again.
马太福音十三章五十三节，耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇说，这人从哪里有这种智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚，他的弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹们不是都在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切事呢？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说，大范先知除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣因为他们的不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
Now let's read it again in English. Matthew chapter 13, verse 53-58. When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed.Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, Only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
好，我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
We give thanks to you for Heavenly Father for you giving your precious words to us.
求你的圣灵在我们每个人心里做工。
We pray that your Holy Spirit to work in everybody's heart.
让我们愿意来渴望你的话语。
So that we be willing to accept your words.
让你话语来帮助我们每一位。
So your words will help us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，在马太福音十三章第三五三节这里说，耶稣讲完了这些比喻，就离开那里。
So in the verse 53 said when Jesus finished those parables, he moved on from there.
那在马太福音十三章前面呢，耶稣讲了好几个关于天国的比喻。
Now, we know that in the first part of chapter 13, Jesus taught many parables about the kingdom of heaven. Now, we know everyone who believes in Jesus become citizens of this heavenly kingdom. Now, we're citizens of the heavenly kingdom, but we temporarily live on earth.
那耶稣告诉身边的人呢天国是由小变大，由弱变强，由不明显到明显，到最后完全彰显出来。
Now, when Jesus taught in his parables, he said the kingdom of heaven is like grows from tiny to huge, from weak to strong, from hidden to evident, until it's fully revealed.
那耶稣告诉我们，天国的成长过程里面，神允许恶者与天国的子民并存。
Now, we also know that during this process,God allows the wicked and also the citizens of the heavenly kingdom will coexist.
到最后，到耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，那些恶者就是他们在世上没有认罪悔改的人。
Now we know that when Jesus comes back again, the wicked one, meaning the people who did not repent.
那这些人会到地狱里面去，他们在那里咬牙切齿，永远处在刑罚里面。
They will go to they will be punished with eternal.Punishment and also gnashing in the burning furnace.
那听了耶稣的教导以后呢，人有不同的反应。
Now people have different responses to Jesus' teaching.
有的人身体柔软，他们就相信了耶稣。
Now people who are weak in heart, who are meek in heart, would accept Jesus' teaching.
那有的人心地刚硬，就是不信选择不信。
Now the people whose heart is calloused.Would reject Jesus' teaching.
那耶稣的教导对我们已经信他的人是一个很大的安慰。
Now, for the people who are believers, it's a great comfort that Jesus' teaching was.
对那些还没有相信、没有认罪悔改的人，是一个严厉的警告。
However, to the people who do not repent, it serves as a great warning, serious warning to them.
那耶稣讲完这比喻以后，离开加利海的加百农，来到他的家乡拿撒勒。
Now, after Jesus taught in Capernaum, he came to his town, Nazareth.
那马太福音十三章五十三节这里告诉我们呢，耶稣回到自己家乡以后，就在会堂里教训人。
Now, we know here in chapter 13, after he came back to his hometown, he taught in the synagogue.
那这里会堂讲的犹太人会堂。
Now, the synagogue means the place for the Jewish people together.
那在他们的传统里面有十个以上的成年男子就可以成立一个会堂。
Now, according to their tradition, if there is more than 10 adult Jewish men, they can establish a synagogue.
那跟往常一样，耶稣到了会堂以后就向会堂的人传讲天国的福音。
Now, as usual, when Jesus come to the synagogue, he start teaching the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
那些人听了以后有什么反应呢？
So how did the people react?
这里告诉我们，会堂的人他们觉得很稀奇。
Now, it said here that the people in the synagogue were very amazed.
那稀奇是什么意思？他们感到惊奇，不理解。
So they, you know, what did it mean? It means they're surprised. They didn't understand.
那在这个时候，会堂的人问了一连串的问题。
And then they ask many questions.
第一个问题是，那这个人从哪里有这么智慧？哪里有这么多异能呢？
So now one of the questions was, where did this man get his wisdom and the miraculous powers?
从他们的问题看，他们有两方面的惊奇稀奇。
So they know we know from here that they have two sides. Of their surprises.
不明白耶稣的智慧从哪里来。
So they didn't understand, where Jesus got his wisdom.
他们不理解他如何可以行异能。
And they didn't understand why he could, do miraculous powers.
从那些人的回答来看，他们不否认耶稣有智慧，不否认他有异，可以有异能。
Now, based on their questions, we understood that they did not deny that Jesus has wisdom and the miraculous powers.
但是在他们的观念里面，像这样一个人，他怎么可能有智慧？他不应该有能力的。
Now, in their thinking, they said, how could such a man have such wisdom and miraculous powers?
很显然，他们是一个自以为是的观念啊，他心里面呢是有自己固有的观念，有先入为主的想法。
We can see here that they have their own thinking. They just can't understand it.
那什么原因这些人的话会有这样的观念，有这样的想法呢？
So why they have such a thinking?
那下面这些经文这里说啊，这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是玛利亚吗？他弟兄们不叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹们不都是在我们这里呢？这人从哪里有这些事呢？
From the questions they ask, we can understand their thinking. They ask and say, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us?
那他们第一个问题问的是什么？是关于耶稣在世上的职业啊，他的身份。
The first question they ask is just about Jesus' job on earth.
这不是木匠的儿子吗？
Now he asked him, he said, isn't he the carpenter's son?
他们这样反问强调说，那这就是那个木匠的儿子。
So it's a rhetorical question. It says here he is the carpenter's son.
那从家庭关系来讲呢，我们知道约瑟是耶稣的父亲。当然，我们知道他们之间没有任何的血缘关系。
Now we know that Joseph is Jesus' father, even though they have no blood connections, but he was his father on earth.
因为耶稣是借着童女玛利亚啊受孕。
Because we know Jesus was born from a Virgin Mary.
那是圣灵啊，圣灵借着玛利亚受孕。
And Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit.
那这里说那个木匠是那个特制的木匠，他们说他就是那个木匠的儿子。
So the carpenter they mentioned here is they said he is the son of the carpenter.
很显然，那个约瑟在那个地方呢是一个家喻户晓的人。
Now we can tell from here that Joseph was very known carpenter in that area.
那马可福音很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣自己就是一个木匠。
Now we know the book of Mark said Jesus himself is the carpenter.
当时那些人在反问说，这不是那个木匠吗？
So therefore, back then the people said, isn't he the carpenter?
那个木匠也是特指的啊，说明是耶稣啊跟他的父亲约瑟呢，在当地他们啊这两个木匠呢，每个人都认识他们。
Also, the carpenter was also the carpenter. That means both Jesus and his father Joseph was well known in that area as good carpenters.
那在那个年代，一个木匠的职业是非常非常低微的啊，非常收入非常低的。
You know, at that time, a carpenter is a very humble job. It does not earn you a very high wages.
我们怎么知道的？
So how do we know?
那在路加福音啊，路加福音第四章那里告诉我们，耶稣出生以后呢？玛利亚埋了洁净的日子啊，就按照律法的要求呢，到圣殿去献祭。
Now in the book of the Luke chapter 4, after Jesus was born and went after the days of the cleaning, that Mary and Joseph went to the temple to offer offerings.
是路加福音第二章啊，
there's a Luke chapter 2.
那借玛利亚是去圣殿为自己献祭，借着祭司在神面前为他献祭呢，得以洁净。
So he gave the offerings to the high priest to be cleaned.
那为那个得洁净而献的祭牲呢，可以是羊羔，也可以是斑鸠或雏鸽。
Now you can offer lambs, or you can have pigeons or doves.
那家里富贵人呢，他们会带着羊羔去献祭。
Now the people who come from wealthy families would offer lambs.
那家庭不好的人呢，他们会带两只雏鸽或者斑鸠。
Now the people from humble families will offer pigeons or doves.
大家还记不记得当时玛利亚是带什么祭牲去的
？You remember what Mary brought with her for the offering?
她是带了两只雏鸽或者是两只鸽子。
She brought two young pigeons. a pair of doves.
圣经没有具体讲到这是雏鸽呢还是斑鸠，不过是这两种的其中的一种。
So the Bible was not clear, said which one, which specific offerings she brought, but it's one of the two, either doves or pigeons.
从这一点我们可以看出，当时耶稣的家境是非常贫穷的。
Now we can tell from that Jesus came from a very humble family.
所以耶稣出生在一个贫穷的木匠家庭，他自己又是一个木匠，也没有受过什么教育。
Now we know Jesus came from a very poor carpenter's family. He was not very well educated.
所以在那些人的心目当中，一个没有文化的穷木匠很难跟智慧和异能连在一起。
Now, to the people of his hometown, that a person without much of education and coming from a very poor family has nothing to do with wisdom.
他们可能这样一个人，他怎么可能有智慧教导人呢
？So how could such a man have wisdom to teach people?
他怎么可能形成异能呢
？How could he do miraculous things?
我们看看啊，他们问的其他问题。那个下面一个问题，他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗
？And then he asks, "Isn't his mother's name Mary?"
那从这个问题看，在他们心目当中呢，玛利亚也是一个非常普通的人。
Now, also in their heart, Mary is a very ordinary person.
他们会想，既然耶稣的父母都是非常平凡的人啊，他的儿子怎么可能有不一样的地方呢
？So now in their heart, they're thinking, you know, is the mother, the parents are very ordinary. How could this man has any superpower?
啊，下面有两个问题，他的。啊，他弟弟们不是雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹不是都在我们这里吗
？And then it said, isn't the his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, aren't all his sisters with us？
那这里告诉我们，耶稣在地上有啊，有弟弟妹妹。从这里经文我们可以看到，他有四个弟弟，有啊，至少有两个妹妹。
Now we can tell from the verses here that he has four brothers and at least two sisters。
当然，我们知道从血缘关系来看呢，他啊，耶稣跟他的弟弟妹妹没有任何的啊关联。
Even though that Jesus has really no blood connections with all the brothers or the siblings.
那这些人怎么会把他的弟弟啊，耶稣的弟弟妹妹给又搬出来
？Now, why did these people brought up the question about his brothers sisters?
他们在把耶稣跟他的弟弟妹妹相比较做比较。
Now they're comparing Jesus.To his brothers and his sisters.
那从这些人口气来看，他的弟弟们跟妹妹们都是什么？极为普通的人，在当地不会有什么名气。
Now we can tell from here that his brothers and sisters are very ordinary people. There's no reputation, no exception about them.
所以他们会想，他的弟弟妹妹都是一些这样的人，那他怎么可能会不一样呢
？So because his brothers and sisters are so ordinary, how could this person be any different?
问题是耶稣家乡的人呢他们明明知道耶稣有智慧他的话语带着智慧带着教导的权柄明明知道他可以行 神迹。
But even the people obviously know that Jesus has the wisdom and he can do miracle things.
那耶稣所彰显的这个神迹是代表他的权柄他的权柄是从神来的因为他做的只有神才可能做到。
Now, what Jesus did was to show that his power comes from God, because only God can perform such things.
So, 表明他自己就是神
Because that means he's God himself.
但是他家乡人就是不愿意接受耶稣是从神来的，不愿意啊，相信他就是旧约圣经所预言的救主。
Now, but the people from hometown denied the fact that he's from God and he is the Savior.Savior, they're waiting for.
那是什么原因？这些人处在这样的境况里面。
So why are these people in such a situation?
很显然，他们的心里的眼睛是啊是瞎的，他们心里面已经有一些自己的观念，他们在以貌取人啊，他们这种自以为是的观念呢，让他们不愿意接受耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Because they're blinding their heart, they're blinded by their own thinking, so they are looking at people by purely the outward.Appearance, they cannot accept Jesus as the Son of God.
So, 这也是犹太人啊，他们不能够接受耶稣就是救主弥赛亚的啊最大的原因。
So that's the primary reason why the Jewish people cannot accept Jesus as the Savior.
在他们的观念里面，弥赛亚就是弥赛亚，是一个什么？是一个有武力建国的君王。
So on their mind, they think the Messiah, it would be the man with all military power.
但是那不是旧约圣经所预言的。
But that's not how it was prophesized by the Old Testament.
那使徒保罗以前也有同样的问题。
Now, Apostle Paul had the same issue.
那在哥林多啊，哥林多后书五章十六节那里。
Now we know in Second Corinthians chapter 5.
那里保罗这样讲，他说：“所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。”
Chapter 16. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer.
所以使徒保罗以前是一个凭外貌认人的人。
Now we can tell from here that Apostle Paul used to regard people from the appearance.
他曾经用这种世俗的观念，凭外貌认过基督。
He used to look at Jesus from the worldly view.
那在开始的时候呢，保罗跟其他的犹太人是一样的，他的心眼是瞎的，他否认耶稣就是救主弥赛亚。
We know that Paul was just like any other Jewish person. He denied that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以神怜悯他，让他有回头的机会。
But God gave him a chance for him to repent.
让他对基督有了一个全新的认识。
So he had a new understanding of who Jesus was.
我相信我们每个人都有可能会掉入一种以貌取人的境况里。
I think many of us could fall into this situation.
那我自己以前有过这样的经历。
So I have such experience before.
在农村读高中的时候，我们班里面有个男生。
So when I was going to high school, in a countryside high school.
那男生呢，个子啊非常的矮，平时是蓬头垢面啊，基本上不洗脸不刷牙。
There was such a boy who was a very very short and is not very clean.
那平时呢，常常穿一件破的外套啊，我们每个人呢都取笑他。
He dressed very poorly, and people laughed at him.
让我们不能明白的是什么事呢？就是这样一个人，他在班里面学习是最好的。
However, he did the best academically in the class.
所以对我还有其他同学来说，这是不可思议的事。
To me and many other high school classmates, we think it's unbelievable.
他那样一个人怎么可能读书都那么好
？So how such a person can do so well in class？
他怎么可能成为班里面成绩最优秀的那一个
？How could he become the best in the class academically？
所以我们明明知道他是最棒的，但是我们心里面就是不想接受他，就不愿意接受。
Even though we know he's the best academically in the class, we keep on denying the fact。
那耶稣家乡人呢？他们掉入一个自以为是的境况里面，他们心里面有一些自己的固有的观念，认定耶稣只是一个普通的人，他们的以貌取人。
Now in the same way that Jesus, the people from Jesus' hometown, and looking at Jesus from the worldly view, so the following the situation of self-righteousness, they deny the true who he is, Jesus.
所以他们选择了拒绝选择了拒绝他。
So they chose to deny him, reject him.
那这样会给他们带来什么结果呢
？Now what happened to them?
所以马太福音十三章五十七节这里说，他们就厌弃他。
So we know that is verse 57 said and they took offense at him.
那这里说厌弃他是因他跌倒的意思。
So they took offense means they stumbled because of him.
说这些人被耶稣跌倒，这话怎么理解？
Now they stumbled because of Jesus. What is it? How do we understand it?
那我们知道一个人犯了罪得罪神以后会让别人跌倒。
Now when a person we know that a person is sinning against God, then he's stumbled.
那会让人不相信以前所信的，或者对以前所信的产生怀疑。
Now he was not no longer believing what he used to believe.
但是耶稣家乡人怎么会被耶稣跌倒呢
？Now how could the people in Jesus' hometown stumble?
那在上面我们提到，在他们看来呢，耶稣的家世平凡，不过是一个普通人。他们是从小看着他长大的。
Now they look at Jesus. They say, "Well, he came from a very ordinary family. They watch him grow up."
所以他们觉得自己对耶稣实在太了解了。
They felt like they know Jesus so well.
他怎么会突然变得那么有智慧？怎么变得突然那么有可以行异能？
How could he all of a sudden become the person who can perform miraculous things?
所以这些人呢，因为耶稣跌倒，就是他们心里面不愿意承认他们所看见的那种真实的，不愿意看见接受他们所看见的。
They stumble because they keep on denying what they saw from Jesus Christ.
所以他们选择了拒绝排斥耶稣。
So they chose to deny and reject Jesus.
所以他们排斥拒绝到了记恨的啊，到了记恨的程度。
They reject him to the degree that they even hate him.
到了伤害啊，要伤害他的地步。
They wanted to hurt him.
所以可以想象他们的这种心硬到了什么程度。
So see how callous their heart was.
实际上这不是他们第一次这样做，之前就有过一次。
It's not actually the first time they did this.
那耶稣刚出来传道的时候就。在自己回到自己的家乡，向那里的人传讲天国的福音。
Now when Jesus just came out to preach, then he went back to his hometown to preach.
那一次记载在路加福音第四章。
Now we know, that's in Luke chapter 4.
那第一次耶稣在自己的家乡，他记得来读以赛亚书啊，告诉自己家乡的人，他来实现了先知弥赛亚的以赛亚的预言。
Now when he first taught in his hometown.He preached the words from the Isaiah, and he said the words are fulfilled in your ears.
他告诉他们，他就是他们在等待的弥赛亚。
He told them that he is Messiah they're waiting for.
所以当时那些人听了以后呢，他们不但不接受，不但拒绝他的教导。
Now after the people heard the teaching, they did not only they denied it.
他们还什么？还是要气愤到要杀他，要把他推下悬崖，杀死他。
And then they hated him so much, even that to the point they want to push him off the cliff.
所以耶稣第一次到自己的家乡就遭到拒绝和仇视。
Now the first time when Jesus came back to his hometown, he was rejected and hated.
但是他没有跟他们计较，他没有忘记他们，他没有放弃他们。
But Jesus did not give them up.
超过了一年多以后呢，他又再次回到自己的家乡。
Now about a year later, he came back to his hometown again.
那这一次呢，他继续向他们传讲天国的福音。
He continued to preach the gospel from heaven.
但是呢，他家乡人再一次拒绝了他，他们再一次失去了机会。
Now he was rejected once again by his hometown.
那
主耶稣 lost their opportunity.
主耶稣当时怎么回应他们的拒绝的？在13:57后半句这里说，耶稣说，大凡先知除了本地本家之外的，没有人没有不被尊敬的。
Now, how did Jesus respond? He says here in verse 57, but Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor.
那这是耶稣第二次讲这个话。
And it's the second time Jesus said it.
那先知呢，我们知道是宣讲教导神话语的人。
Now, we know the prophet is the person who prophesies God's words.
那耶稣说，先知呢，在外地会受欢迎、受尊敬，但是在本家本族呢，不会受到欢迎、尊敬。
We know, but because Jesus said a prophet is welcome in the other countries other than his hometown, where he's rejected.
很显然，这是一种世俗的观念。
Now we know that is obviously is a worldly view.
那这种观念呢，不小心也会进到我们今天的教会里面带到我们的服事里面。
Such a worldly view can also influence today our ministries in our church today.
比如说我们在教导小孩子这样的事工上。
Now, for instance, like when in the for children's Sunday school.
想想看，我们是更倾向请外面老师来教我们的孩子，还是我们更倾向让自己的父母教我们的孩子
？Are we more inclined to invite teachers from outside to teach our children, or are we more than willing to teach the children ourselves?
所以，假如有两个老师，一个是外面的，一个是我们自己的父母，我们的家长跟外面的老师是有同样的能力，有同样的资格。
Now, for example, if there's a teacher from the outside and also a teacher who's from our church, and they have the same training and same capabilities.
假如让你选择，你会选外面的那位，还是会选择里面的我们自己的这一位
？If you have the chance to choose, so which one would you choose?
假如你诚实招来的话，我相信大部分人会选择外面那位老师，那位对。
If you're honest, you probably would very likely choose the person from the outside.
什么原因？
So why?
很简单，因为我们在我们的观念里面，在我们的根子骨里面，我们觉得外面那个更好。
So because deep in our bones, deep in our thought, we always think the person from the outside is always a better.
这是一种世俗的观念。
So it's a worldly view.
所以耶稣家乡的人，他们掉入同样的境况里面。
So it's the same thing happened to the people in Jesus' hometown.
在他们心里面，他们不相信在他们当中会有先知出现。
So they didn't believe in their heart that there's a prophet can come out of their own.
不可能有 那样有能力的人在他们当中。
It's impossible for a person with such a miraculous power to come from them.
所以救主弥赛亚的话不可能在他们家乡出现。
Therefore, they can't believe that a Messiah, the Savior, can come from them.
所以我们刚才讲，耶稣刚出来传道的时候，就在自己的家乡传讲天国的福音。他家乡的人一开始就拒绝了他。
But we know that when Jesus just came out to teach, and he was rejected by his hometown.
但是神还是爱他们，耶稣还是没有放弃他们。
But God still loved them, and Jesus did not give them up. So.
所以说，过了一段时间，他又回来，再次向他们传讲。
And after some time, he came back to the hometown and teach them again.
但是很不幸的，那些人又一次拒绝了他，拒绝了耶稣基督这个宝贵的礼物。
And unfortunately, he was rejected again by his hometown and as a precious gift from God.
那些人再次拒绝，给他们带来什么样的后果
？So the rejection of his hometown, what bring to those people?
那是马太福音十三章五十八节，这里说，耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
Now, in verse 58 says, and he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
So, 因为拿撒勒人的不信，他们不信什么？
So, because Nazarenes is a lack of faith. So, what did they not believe?
所以他们不相信耶稣就是神的儿子，不相信耶稣就是救主弥赛亚。
So they didn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus is the Messiah himself.
So because
they didn't believe that, and Jesus no longer performed miracles.
So 不多行异能，它什么意思？
So and he did not do many miracles. What does that mean?
就是什么？不行更多的异能了啊！耶稣停止在那里继续行神迹。
So that means that Jesus stopped doing miracles in that area.
停止继续在那里来彰显神的大能。
So stop to evident God's power.
那刚才我们讲，耶稣是借着神迹呢来彰显他是从神来的，显明他是神的儿子，证明他就是啊那些人等待的救主弥赛亚。
And Jesus always revealed himself by performing miraculous miracles.To show that he is the Son of God, he's the Messiah.
那他本来可以继续在拿撒勒继续来彰显他的神性，继续来啊向他们传递天国的福音。但是因为他们的不信，他就不再向他们行了。
He could have continued to perform many miracles to reveal his being the Son of God.
那神是不轻易发怒的神，但是呢，他不是不发怒。
But God is slow to anger, but doesn't mean God never get angry.
他对人有极大的忍耐，他盼望人悔改，但是他的忍耐是有限的。
God is patient with people, but it's also his patience has a limit.
那马可福音告诉我们，耶稣离开他家乡拿撒勒以后，从此再没有回去过。
And we know from the Bible that after Jesus left Nazareth, he never came back again.
所以对拿撒勒人讲，这是一个非常可悲的事情。
It's very unfortunate for the Nazarene.
那圣经在很多地方告诉我们。以色列人因为悖逆不信，给他们带来了非常悲惨的后果。
We know for the Israelites, because they're because of lack of faith, they have a very miserable sufferings.
比如在啊，他们出埃及，耶和华神带以色列人出埃及啊，让他们脱离为奴之地。
Now we know when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, from their enslavement.
那在他们去迦南的途中呢，因为他们的屡次不信。神让他们在旷野里面漂流了四十年的时间。
We know that because of their lack of faith, God led them to wander in the desert for 40 years.
所以六十万男丁啊，全啊，除了两个人以外，其他全部倒闭旷野。
600,000 men died in the desert except two men.
从圣经的记载看，耶稣至少有两次回到自己的家乡去传递天国的福音，但是那些人。心地刚硬，他们悖逆不信，而失去了耶稣基督这个宝贵的礼物。
And also, we know in from the Bible that Jesus had gone back to his hometown at least two times, and because he was rejected each time, and they lost opportunity to know God.
是他们自己选择拒绝了神啊，自己选择拒绝了神为他们预备的礼物。
They chose to deny to reject the gift Jesus Christ was prepared by God to them.
那神也把 耶稣基督这个礼物也赐给了我们今天的每个人。
Now we know that Jesus also gave this precious Jesus Christ as a precious gift to each one of us.
那这个礼物是为每个人预备的。
And this gift was prepared for everyone.
问题是我们对这个礼物的态度是什么
？So how should we react to it?
假如你自己还没有接受这个礼物
，If you have not yet accepted this gift，
你会做什么选择
？So what choice do you have？
你会愿意接受这个礼物吗？还是说把它继续放在一边？
So do you want to accept the gift or you want to put it aside?
本来拿撒勒的人呢，他们每个人都有机会接受耶稣这个礼物的。
So the people of the Nazareth, everybody had the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as the gift.
但是有一些人他们选择拒绝了啊，弃绝了。
And many of the Nazarenes rejected Jesus.
那些人是永远的失去了机会。
They lost the opportunity forever.
假如你还没有接受你也可能会永远失去那个机会。
If you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ, you could also have lose this opportunity.
因为没有人知道我们自己什么时候会离开这个世界。
Because you never know when you will leave this world.
我们当中有一些年轻人哈，有人可能会想啊，我现在还很年轻，我还有很多时间去思考去做决定。
And many young people among you said may be thinking that, okay, I'm still very young. I have a lot of time to think about it.
但是圣经啊，在雅各书第四章也提醒我们。
But we know in the book Jacob's chapter 4.
那里说是没有人知道明天会如何。
Because nobody knows what happens tomorrow.
那没有人知道自己明天还在不在，甚至下一刻在不在，我们都不知道。
So nobody knows you will be here on earth tomorrow, even the next second.
那今天下午两点的时候，我会去到医院去看一个病危的人。
So this today afternoon to about 2 p.m. I will visit a patient in the hospital.
那这个病人的话是好多年以前来我们教会一次。
No, he came to our church many years ago.
那现在那个病人呢是已经听不到啊，已经啊，就是不能自己讲话，只能听到别人说话。
Now today he can no longer speak but can only hear.
那医生说就这一两天他随时都可能离开。
And according to the doctor, he could leave this world in the next day or two.
那我去看他的目的就是什么？就要去看看，确认一下他是不是已经认罪悔改，他是不是已经接受耶稣作为他的礼物。
So the purpose of my visit is to confirm whether he has repented and accept Jesus Christ as the gift.
假如他还没有接受，我盼望他能够有机会，并且还愿意接受。
So if he has not yet, I hope.He has the opportunity to accept and repent.
所以我们每个人都当趁我们还有机会选择，还可以选择的时候，能够尽早选择。
So I hope every one of us who, when you have the opportunity, when you have the time to decide, you make the decision now.
早日能够接受耶稣基督这个礼物。
To accept Jesus Christ as the gift to you.
那感谢神，我们今天有四位弟兄姊妹，他们愿意啊接受神为他们预备的礼物。
So thanks to God and the words of four brothers and sisters who are willing to accept Jesus as the gift to them.
他们愿意相信耶稣基督，愿意让他作为他们个人的救主。
They choose to believe in Jesus and accept Jesus as their personal savior.
并且愿意公开为神做见证啊，来在众人面前接受洗礼。
And they're willing to testify publicly and accept baptism.
那对我们一个信主人来说呢，我们已经接受了这个礼物。
Now for the people who have already believed in Christ, already that means you have already accepted Christ, the gift.
那有的人可能在很久以前就已经接受了。
Maybe many of you have accepted the gift many years ago.
那我们需要问的问题是什么呢？我是否看重这个礼物？我是不是觉得这个礼物的宝贵？
Now the question that facing us is how precious do you think this gift is?
那我平时是如何来分享这个礼物的
？How did we share the gift with others？
那这么多年的话，我是否曾经向别人分享过
？So did I ever share the gift with others？
说神的心意是让我们得到礼物的人能够愿意跟别人分享。
So it's God's will that for us who have received the gift is willing to share the gift with others。
所以，假如你还没有向别人分享过，我想盼望你能够愿意听神的吩咐，开始跟别人分享。
So if you have not yet shared the gift with others, I hope that you obey God's command and share the gift with others.
好，我们一起来做祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
God, we thank you again.
我感谢你将你的话语赐给每个人。
We thank you for giving your words to everyone.
你的话语就是已经向我们显明，我们看到当年啊拿撒勒人对啊耶稣基督这个礼物是如何回应的。
Now your words told us that how the people in Nazareth responded to Jesus' teaching.
他们拒绝了这个礼物。
Reject Jesus as the gift.
盼我们当中假如还有人没有接受这个礼物的话，能够愿意接受。
We hope that for the people who are sitting here who has not yet accepted Jesus and accept Jesus as the gift.
也让我们得到礼物的人愿意跟别人分享这个礼物。
And for us who have accepted Jesus, will be willing to share Jesus as a gift with others.
请你帮助我们有个愿意的心。
So help us to have a willing heart.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.